The Average Network now takes you deep within the bowels of the Capitol in Sacramento, where we find Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger confronting yet another problem. Let us join the Governor-elect, his little friends Pete Wilson, Dave Dreyer, and soon-to-be former Governor Gray Davis.
Then she kicked me in the crotch.
Did it hurt?
No, I have very muscular testicles. I don't know why she was upset, just because I squeezed her breasticle area.
You should have offered to let her squeeze yours.
I did. She slapped me. That hurt. Some of my caps are still loose.
Well, you should never marry Democrats, Arnold.
I wasn't going to, but Teddy said it would help my career.
Well, he ought to know.
Did he marry a Kennedy, too?
Everybody in Massachusetts is married to some Kennedy or other.
Oh, shut up, Gray.
Sorry, Pete.
You're supposed to be advising Arnold, not overstating the obvious.
And now Bill Lockyer is investigating all those women to see if I'm a pervert.
Oh, are you?
I don't know. How do I know that?
Well, do you do anything perverted?
Like what?
Well, I've got a bathtub full of money and oil. I like to get naked in it. Some people think that's weird.
What's perverted about that? President Bush and I do that.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, that's a little peculiar. Anyway, so I hired a private detective. He's outside. Otto, send in the detective.
Jawohl, Herr Governator. Herr Giddy? So sehen wir gehen, bitte. Schnell.
Hey, Arnold.
Gentlemen, this is my detective, Jake Giddy. Jake, Pete Wilson, Dave Dreyer, and this other guy.
I know you. You worked for me. Did you ever find my personality?
We're still looking, Governor. We've got some good leads.
He charges a lot, but he's pretty good.
Maybe you could find out why Pete sold the state to a bunch of Eastern Energy crooks.
Profit, Governor. That'll be $50.
Hey.
So I'm going to find out who all the dames you groped are and whether they're after money, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jake.
Jake, Governor.
Right, Jake. Find out who they are and neutralize them.
I don't do murders.
Who says murder? Buy them off. Have Jim Cameron put them in a movie.
Oh, well, okay.
Give them government jobs and facelifts.
Yeah, give them a recording contract.
Wait a minute. How many babes you talking about, Arnold?
Governor.
Okay, Governor. How many?
I think maybe 62. The ones who will talk, anyway.
Arnold, you're too much.
62? That's more women than I've ever seen. No, wait a minute. That was naked.
Don't shut up, Gray.
You can only kick me around till Monday, Pete.
Yes, Gray, we know. Look, Giddy, can you do it or not?
Can I do it? You're not talking to a cheap punk, Wilson. I'm not like your pal Dave Dreyer here.
Thank heavens
for
that.
I'm the toughest fictional detective you'll ever meet.
What are you doing? Stop.
Mr. Giddy.
Oh, no. You sliced your nose off.
That's right. It hurt. I'm tough.
That's disgusting. Here, it fell in my coffee.
Thanks.
You sliced off your own nose. Boy, you are tough, all right.
It'll grow back. It always does.
Boy, wish I was fictional. Maybe I could grow back the governor's office.
I don't think it works like that. Well, Arnold, am I on your payroll?
Oh, sure, Jake. Dave, give him $100,000 from our cash drawer. When it runs out, we give you more.
Man, that hardly covers my gas from L.A. to here.
I warned you not to get a Hummer.
That's right. You did. But I didn't listen to you. Would you like to know why?
I know. Nobody likes me.
Everybody likes you better when stuff is on fire.
Oh, hell, Arnold, some people even liked me when there was a disaster.
Well, actually, Pete.
Well, I don't want to hear that, Dave.
Sorry.
Jake, It is time for you to step up for your state and ultimately serve the American people by helping to cover up this grave scandal.
Sure, Arnold.
You can help to keep California clean and squeaky.
Okay, Arnold.
All you got to do is get out there with your gloves off and win one for the groper.
You're on, boss.
I have a bad feeling about this, too.
You have a bad feeling about everything.
That's true.
The Average Network has brought you Episode 4 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. This week, a tip of the hat-low hat to the anonymous web surfer for the Win One for the Groper line. The Average Network is an independent production company supported by a grunt from the United Pork Sculptors Local 877. All celebrities were impersonated by Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs trained by the National Talking Animal Laboratories in Bumpus, Rhode Island. This is Pablo T. Flies staring at the wall until his microphone goes off. Stay tuned!